Hare Krishna, we need questions. Don't have many questions left in our question bank. And so either everyone's completely self-satisfied, or they got bored, because sometimes it takes a while before I answer. But the storehouse of questions is quite closed, so we're ready to have some more. We just have a few, and I'll answer a few of the few. One is from Vrishabhanu Das in Mayapur, and he's quoting from the appendix in Navabraja Mahima, which is Vilap Kusumanjali, and he asks about how a devotee who practices spontaneous devotional service, that he should be doing, he mentions this word should, he should be doing this, he should be doing that, including meditating on spiritual master and his swarup. So how does he meditate on the swarup of his spiritual master? If he's not self-realized, he doesn't realize his own swarup, then how will he know a spiritual master's swarup? First of all, one thing about spontaneous devotional service is that it's spontaneous. And when there are such inclinations, such as what should one do, then that doesn't become pure devotion, pure spontaneous devotional service, but it's spontaneous devotional service mixed with Vaidhi Bhakti, regulated devotional service, just like when a devotee chants Gayatri Mantra and he's meditating, for instance, on Gopal Mantra, Krishna herding the cows and so on, and he's thinking, oh, my spiritual master told me to meditate on Krishna herding the cows and Krishna being the lover of the gopis, then that's called mixed devotional service. Someone's doing something, or his meditation on Krishna's pastime or lila is happening as a consequence of order of the spiritual master or shastra, which is obviously not wrong, and that's what it should be. But spontaneous devotional service means that one automatically, when one chants Gayatri, one meditates on that, not because it's the order of the spiritual master, but because the impetus for that is spontaneous. So although spontaneous devotional service doesn't mean that you make anything up. You can't make anything up. But what you've learned in regulated devotional service, Vaidhi, that then happens not as a result of some obligation or duty, but it happens because one is spontaneously attracted to that thing. As for the actual question itself, how do you meditate on the spiritual master if one hasn't realized one's own swarup? You don't make up a swarup for your spiritual master, but one then is naturally attracted to other inhabitants of Vrindavan, whose swarup we know. We know Srimati Radharani, we know Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, and the associates, and one becomes attracted naturally to a particular mood of devotional service, and so one hears about that, thinks about that, and aspires after that. And as far as meditations on spiritual master are concerned, they meditations on him in his sadhaka roop, or his form as a practicing devotee, which is a form that we know. like we know, Srila Prabhupada's Sadaka Rup. And that's how one follows. One is following a bridge basi because Rupa Goswami's instruction is that we should follow bridge basi both in their both as sadhaka and both as siddha. So like Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, that's his sadhaka form, and his siddha form is Rupa Manjari. So in our own behavior and conduct, we follow him with our own activities. We chant Hare Krishna like Rupa Goswami chants Hare Krishna and so on. And we rise early and attend program. And as far as following him in Siddha Rup, then we can think about the services that Rupa Manjari engages in, like Narottam Das Thakur singing Sri Rupa Manjari Padam. And his other is, how do we incorporate Gaur Lila in Lila Smaranam? We just devotees who are absorbed in remembrance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, then naturally, as one's heart becomes purified, Chaitanya Lila also reveals Radha Krishna Lila. But in the same way that practicing devotees are attracted to one, or even their other attracted, how spontaneous it is, that's another thing, to Braja Lila. So same thing goes for Gaura Lila. When someone specifically becomes absorbed in pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because Lord Chaitanya's pastimes correspond, and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes also include remembrance of Radha Krishna Lila, then all of those aspects of Krishna consciousness naturally become fulfilled. Towards the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami explains how Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are like a great ocean or lake of nectar. And in that lake of nectar can be found all the different lotuses of Krishna's pastimes, which learned Vaishnavas play in. So if one, and with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then practiced or regulated devotional service is more applicable. If one practices remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then naturally all of Radha Krishna's pastimes and attraction for the same will become manifest. Well, that was one question, and then I have a quick one here for, well, two quick ones. Bhakta Mike from France, he asks about how devotees are getting on with the local village council. We got along very well, although Radha Krishna Prabhu was the vice mayor, but now that he's going forward as GBC, that's going to be a little too much service for him, and therefore we gave up on that proposal, or at least resigned from that. He's going to resign from that post. And but devotees are still there on the village council, and the relationships are very nice. And another question was from Ralph Wilms from Netherlands, and he asked whether there's a there's an audio or video recording of my discussion with the Catholic theologians, and Ralph is a Christian himself. Well, there is, but it's in Hungarian, and In fact, they are on the site. I gave the summary, but they're available. Although Ralph didn't say that, but if he happens to speak Hungarian or has access to someone to translate it for him in Hungarian, then you'll find it on the Hungarian website. And now we're down to three less questions. So, waiting for others to send them in. Hare Krishna.